for you to take your stand, resist what shouldn't be that's trying to come on you, and worship me for what I said about it instead of lending yourself to it, you too will walk out with a great victory. There's a time to cry and a time to laugh. There's many different seasons. But don't step back in your relationship with me, saith the Lord. For the way that you can stay on course is in the worst of it, to lift your hands and worship me, because I am your answer. So be not deceived and stay close to me, no matter what the enemy tries to do. And you'll see, not only will you make a recovery, but you'll move forward, maybe slowly, some faster and some faster. But you will move forward into a place where you can make a difference. And when I saw that difference, that was not just one person. You're affecting everybody you know. For this I'd say to you, what I have for you is hard to understand with your mind. But it is a depth of love. My earnest desire is to bring you to this and to continue to increase it and increase it on the inside of you. For many things that people are looking for and end up unsatisfied when it's over is the love that I have for them. For these years that's gone by, I've attempted to reveal these mysteries here and reveal them there. But I'm able to take these mysteries now a little bit further than I've been able to take them in most places. As you'll see, because they'll affect everything I've called you to do, accomplish, or be. I'm never the one that holds back, nor do I pull up short. I'm always the one that's there and ready to give you more and bring you as far into me as you can find the strength to come. For I'm here for you, and you'll find that out now, or you'll find that out later, or you'll find that out when you get home. But one day you will find that out. For I can turn those tears, the ones that are not of joy, those that escape you in times of distress and anxiety, failure. I can bring tears of joy in fellowship with you, and great joy. For faith says that the circumstances are not what is dictating what I have for you. Line yourself up and learn how to worship me and take exceeding joy in my presence and in my word, for what you have is what I said you have. And you can pull yourself out of where you're at and come on a walk, a path with me that'll be glorious. And know this, we're getting close. This is yours. But you will see this in abundance. So you might as well start rejoicing now. Somebody said, now what was it that would increase that love that you have, that the ability to love and have it come into operation in your life? The key again to that was the praying in tongues that you've been doing. And start throwing an hour or so of the private worship in there, where you surround your spirit and sustain yourself in comments of, Father, I love you and glorify and magnify you. I exalt you and lift you up. I praise you and love you and thank you so much for saving me. How can I tell you how much I love you? See? Do you know how much fellowship he gets out of that? When you'll feel an anointing and a presence starts coming in, and I'll tell you, you can't bathe yourself in that without it bringing a change. When you worship me and pray in the Holy Spirit, understand this, that your worship will take an order. It will take itself into order. As when you're praying in tongues, you're not choosing what is to be said. For some will say, I think I'll pray about it in tongues. Well, you're not choosing even the subject. I know what's causing the problem. And when you pray in tongues, you're edifying yourself and building yourself up. But when you worship me, when you worship me, you cause that part of you in the Spirit to rise up that I said not to doubt in. And your hallelujahs will become victories, glorified victories. Don't you know that when you worship me in the most severest of times, that you're celebrating my truth, not your destruction, but my truth? And you that celebrate my truth know that I am truth and I am love. And when you park on my truth and celebrate me for it, then it will change what needs to be changed, saith the Lord. He delights in edifying you, encouraging you. And he delights when something that he's encouraged you in and gave to you, that you begin to lift it up and walk in it, that it comes to pass. These things delight him. These things delight him. This is why he enjoys the times you spend in worship and the times you spend praying in your prayer language. Peace resounded through my spirit for a minute, and I don't think I've ever quite had a resounding like that of how it is and can be and should be. When times get worse and your faith is tried, remember this, that my peace, my power, and my standing that I have given you is enough. As you'll see the things I can do, and you'll see the things the devil will try to stop. But you've already won. So rejoice in such, and be exceedingly glad. And worship like you're rejoicing something that needs to be done, like it's already been done. Here are these instructions. When you magnify my word in my presence, for I'm not a man that I can lie. You're magnifying what I said. And what I said I would do, that will I do. But for you that enter into the worship and begin to worship me and fellowship and glorify and praise and hold me up, don't you know that you're releasing me to hold you up? When you worship me around a verse, hour after hour, what you're doing is amplifying by resting in the Spirit over my promise. For you might as well know in this area there's a shortage. There's a shortage of those who can survive the power that's in money. For that power that's in money is offering them to be anything, anywhere that they want to be. So many don't survive. But I'll say this to you. In these last days, there'll be those who'll enter into the mortification process. And oh, they'll come forward. They'll come forward. You'll see. And you're saying to yourself, how can this be? This can be because my foundation has been built on and compounded on through the centuries in past. And now that travel and knowledge has increased, it's on every hand. Things is coming into place for a worldwide revival manifested. You think I can't go in where my word is going in? I can go in where my word is going in. And any outpost that receives everything I am through teachings that have been brought in through the areas of communication, that I'll still come and honor my word, because truth is truth, and you'll see there'll be revivals of this sort breaking out in the homes of many, many nations. So be strong and know that I am moving. Brings him great pleasure and fullness when you give yourselves over and become this close and near to this fellowship with him in that love that he has for you, for it's always been and always will be a part. The problem isn't him loving you. The problem is for getting you to receive the love he's always had. Much can be learned from the rapport that goes on between me and you. That when you resign yourself to my presence in worship and create an atmosphere for fellowship, is there anything I wouldn't do for you? Come. 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 Ooh, I heard this. Leave the bands. And he used another word, bonds. Leave them behind. And come. And be free. Free from religion. For you'll not walk too far into this. That you'll find out, as did John, the role that my love plays. And for those who can see, you'll know that much of the scripture that lie misunderstood will begin to illuminate and come to light. For if my love, the habitation, my love was sought out with the same fervor and tenacity that money or power was sought out, you would cause a revival. For you think that I don't hear your thoughts. But when what you're thinking and what you're hoping for, when it comes across my line, the things that you classify as prayer and reaching out to me, it's the things I respond to because of the faith that is present in what you're asking me to do. But think not that I am not aware of all things. For I am. So hear what I'd say to you. Move forward. I know what the future holds for you, and I know what you're capable of. And I'll give you all that you need to do all that I've called you to do. So be strong and glorify me, because in doing so, you loose me from the circumstances you created to come and rescue you. in your walk. I can't love you more than I already do, because I am. And I love to shed that love on you in manifestation when you can receive it. There's no greater joy for me to fellowship with you on the level of my love. He said, I am love. I can't love you anymore, but you can stop and find out how to receive more of the love I have already given you. For even through this, you'll be assisted to coming to the forefront of even the operations of the diversities of tongues. For in this gifting, I use this for all kinds of information. And I use it to inform you and to establish and even bring revelation knowledge forward. There's many diversities to the supernatural language, even the addressing of the heathen in their own language by yourself. So rejoice and know that the closer that you draw to me in my love, the more I'm able to trust you and turn you loose with different things, says the Lord. For you said that I've made my mind up so many times to discipline myself. And each time I failed. But this time I'm thinking I have to get beyond this. I have to not fail this time. I have to stay in until I reach my course. Will you think for a moment that I don't hear the request of a heart like this? Let rejoice. For I have grace that's sufficient for these things. For you will not draw on me in your own strength. You will draw on me in the strength of the grace that I give you in the standing of my Son. Think I'm preparing you for nothing? I'm preparing you for these last days. And to obey me now is to take a step forward, that you'll be on time in your timing. If you discipline yourself now, receive my grace and move forward. Don't you know that the more that you mature in the worship, the more fear you'll defeat? Be a champion and come forward without fear. And don't you know, in the sufficiency of my grace, you'll not fail? Strengthen yourself. Strengthen yourself in me and say, I have your grace, therefore I am strong. If you'd only knew the love that I had for you, you would also know, as hard as you're reaching for me, I'm on my way coming to you. There's no good thing I'll withhold from you. Come where I am and you'll see there's that place where I've set everyone free. Jeff's brought me back to tongues a minute ago. This one has to do with resources. How would I use a word, that dirty old word, money? When he taught on unrighteous mammon, he listed it. You can't serve God and mammon. So he listed it as a worthy foe. That probably defeats more people than almost anything. But in that prophecy, or part of that interpretation that he had me wait on there, he said to tell you that this is why a great, great, incalculable abundance will be poured out to meet whatever is needed. And for your knowledge, that also includes those whom you're believing for in the realm of healings, Because all of it's tied to the increasal of the operation, freedom, and compassion that's a result of you actually receiving and operating in more of the tangible presence of the love that I have for you that has already met every one of your needs abundantly. What would easy times or hard times have to do with it? I mean, as far as God's concerned, what would easy times have to do with anything? What would hard times have to do with anything? So, in those things, do what causes you to continue to increase in the walk of my Spirit, the walk of power, and the fellowship that you have with me in worship. Do these things that I may pick you up and abundantly bestow those things that are the benefits of my love, saith the Lord. For like so many times, oh, just my desire to gather you to myself and do those things that are pleasing to me, to do those things that I've done for you. Receive it. Receive it. The more you yield yourself to me and stay in my presence, the wiser you'll become on how to make your journey from not having to having. It's my delight when I reach down and pick you up that you go with me. Because when I pick you up and you go with me, then I can take places, take you to that you've not been before. And you'll see things you've not seen before. Have I not said, all things are possible to him that believeth? So stay on your journey. Fill yourself up with my love. And you'll turn me loose. You'll turn me loose. As in, you'll free me up to do things he delights in. When you receive instruction and follow him, one of the greatest time, which he can't love you any more than now than then, but you seem to love him more. That he has loved in history this time of fellowship that people's made it to, where they worshiped and fellowshiped with him just unlimited. Well, the tongues interpretation said he's excited about what we're approaching. It's his desire, he says, not to stop. And when you're pleased with what he's done, then your worship and your gratitude per se in a form of thanksgiving. He said he loves the fellowship. It helps him increase for us to do more. For there's not been too many in the histories of time that did not give themselves sacrificially to me. Mostly, when these things were done, they were done in a form of penance. But not many came to me and said, I've already have available everything that you died for and provided for me. I'm coming to you for just one reason. I know you've already gave me everything. But I'd like to tell you how much that I love you. I'm just here to tell you that I don't want nothing. You've already gave it all. I just want to tell you that I love you. How can change come unless something takes place that affects change? Am I not your Lord and your God and your Father? Have I not prepared a place in eternity for those who seek me? Have I not made provision for every human being who'll reach out for me? So don't stop, for you're approaching areas that has very seldom been approached. But when they have been attained, the attainment came with a great harvest of a revival. For these were common people like you, not those who thought they were great, but common people. Common people like you, who carried great hope in their heart that later turned to great faith, that turned into great power. So do not stop, nor should you stay the same. For you seek me the way I ordained a way for you to seek me. You'll not go down the wrong path. How will you go down the wrong path when I'm the one creating the prayer that says you'll go down the right path? Stay in my presence, for along the way, gifts are bestowed. Along the way, mysteries are understood. Along the way, places in me can be attained to. You'll see. For there's been enough to catch a glimpse of what I have, and they will press into this. So rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for wildfires of revival you will see before I return. For not just for one. Before I do for one, I do for all. For when you touch me, I'll touch you. And there's nothing that I have not finished that I'll not do for you. For everything that I accomplished and did, I did it for you. Worshiping him a lot more before you see the revival will affect him and you a whole lot more than worshiping him after it's already done. The one had faith in it. When you do raise your heart and fix it on my presence and my worship, and you do begin to communicate with me in your love, know you not that these are the things of fellowship that I love, saith the Lord. And you will not stay the same. For it's impossible to fellowship with me on the level of love and stay the same. So rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for the path to who I am and what I have is as sovereign as the cross who provided it. For would I fix it in a certain way that you couldn't put one foot in front of the other until you arrived at all the great things that I have done for you? Be strong. Be strong and of good cheer. Trust me and know this, that I have finished everything pertaining to my operation here, and it is yours for the receiving. So be exceedingly glad and know I've done abundantly above all you can ask or think, and you can walk into it. It is a choice that can be made. When I pour my love out, the foundation that you have is very important. For when I pour my love out, there's many who do not believe in me, and they state the reasons why in the judgments I must make in the last days, saith the Lord. If you continue on that trail of finding out more about me, and then let me minister to you with my love and compassion, eventually you'll come to the place where I can pour any good thing out on you, and you'll understand who I am, what I am, and what I must do. So you'll not be led astray. Stand solid on my word and know that I am a good God, and I am doing those things that must be done, saith the Lord. But for if you're going to go somewhere you haven't went before, you're going to have to do something you haven't done before. So as you make this journey now from realm of glory to realm of glory, you'll marvel at the things that I do. And you'll be glad that you began this journey way back when. You'll be glad that you stayed and fought the good fight. For the reward is not based on just the fruit alone. The reward is based on the time, the hours, your life. For which of you intending to build a tower sets not down first and counts the cost to see if you have sufficient to finish it? And for he who in every aspect of his life chooses me over all else is counting the cost and will finish his tower with great reward. For you think it's too hard for me to take care of that problem that's causing you torment? Ask of me and see. This is your choice. You can live in the torment or you can tell it to go. Did I not say that prophecy would be in proportion to faith that's been given? Don't you know that when I have a voice, then I get to speak to you and tell you those things that will set you free? For you don't have to live in that torment. Tell it to go and rejoice. Lift your hands to me and worship, and you'll see my presence will replace that one. I can break it down to just a few words. He's pleased. He's pleased. He's pleased with what is happening here now. He's pleased because he's been this way before. So he knows, of course, what follows. And obviously to be pleased, what is going to follow is going to be really, really good. So anyway, that was what he was saying, is that he is pleased. He's incredibly pleased with the truth that's coming out of here now. He's pleased with the truth that's coming out of here. It's good that you learn to worship him for what you don't see. Because wait till you see the kind of worship that takes place when you do. That was that last part there. This grace is, it's not of yourself. It's a gift of God. For what could you do to earn this? What could you do that I've already not done for you? Hear me. And you'll fellowship with me. And in fellowshipping, you'll find out how, through the things I've given you, to yield yourself. And yield yourself. And what I am will come forward, because it's what you are. And you'll see, you'll not be fruitless nor barren in the harvest of these last days. He loves the fellowship of the praises, or the worship of the people. There's a fellowship in it, not only for you, but also for Him. As a father with his children, my desire is to pull you in close to myself and do those things for you that can be done no other way. For many of your hunger has left the hunger for worldly things and has come across the line, saith the Lord. For you've said that your life is not your own. See, you're releasing me to do those things for you that any good father would do. For would I give you those things in the place of what I prepared for you as my body? No. He that worships me and glorifies and exalts me in his life now, when you see little, one day you'll exalt me greatly when you see much. And the more you exalt me when you see little, the more you will see when you exalt me much. For the times are coming when you'll rejoice exceedingly beyond everything that you've ever understood God to be or could be. It's beyond everything you could have thought Him to be, think Him to be, or as God expect Him to be. Anything that you think that He should be, He said, that there'll be seasons in your life that He'll come very powerful. You'll see things about Him and know things that you never dreamed possible. Yet all of this is going to correspond with what is happening. And great answers and great power will be put on display. And as the times get worst with you, I'll get stronger, for I'll compensate. You'll see. For these seasons are scheduled to begin according to what you have given me. And that is not too long from now, saith the Lord. There's been much meditation and questions held forth for me to answer, such as my blessings, these kinds of things that I have for you. Know this, they've not been a problem for me. They never have been. Can you measure your heart? If you can measure your heart in faithful and little, don't you know you'll be able to measure your heart to be faithful in much? Do you think that supply and demand is a problem for me? It's not a problem for me, saith the Lord. I am He who can supply all of your needs according to my riches in glory. For there has been a steady stream of those who have got past me, and they're jumping off into eternity. And know you not that any city where this is taking place that I could have stopped this is the city I would stopped it in? But where there's a spirit in one place, generally there's the same kind of spirit in another, especially when a certain few holds the ears of media for many. But know this,
that once the hold is broken and heaven is opened, that it'll spread as a great revival. For think for 1 minute that these people that are jumping off into eternity, and had I been able, I would not have stopped it last year or the year before, our last decade, our last generation. My timing is when you will step forth and become all that I said that you are. That's my timing. You say, I have a time to save people. Does this mean that I choose who is going to hell and who is not by the generation they're born in? No. My truths were the same then as they are now. And those who pick them up and follow me, he who believes all that I am, all that I've said, and all that I have, it is yours. For some of you even need to learn how to practice my peace. That if you would practice, worship, and magnify and glorify me in the height of problems, you would learn how to practice my peace. For if you let me give you peace, then I can also give you things that accompany it. And some of you are believing for things, not just loved ones, but some of you are believing for your finances. Some others, you're even a little bit afraid over your job security and things like this. In that translation of tongues, he mentioned some of those things that you need to learn how in the face of the adversity. Satan's screaming how bad everything's going to go. Just tell him to shut up and tighten those hands up and begin to worship God. For God is your keeper. He is your supply. You have to remember, I came from forever. I came from eternity. There is nothing that's too long or too short for me. Every one of your lives is a whole world and eternity to me. For I came from and am in a place where there's no time. So why wouldn't your life be a whole world to me? And think that I do not want to walk in this world of mine that you have for me? I do. For I care more about you than you know. For if you'll exercise yourself and begin to open your heart up to walk with me, you'll start understanding that I am present and I want to be in fellowship and in everything that you do, saith the Lord. This is my fellowship with you. When you doubt not in your heart, you're lifting up that place that you have in me and that place I have in you where I can operate and things are done. When you doubt not in your heart, I'll move mountains for you, saith the Lord. And come into fellowship with me. Taste of my peace and know that I'm good. The only yoke I ask you to wear is to learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and I am the rest you are looking for your souls. If you fellowship with me while you're in the flesh, think how it'll be when you're lifted up above it, saith the Lord. There is no need or reason that you should condemn yourself, for your weaknesses are overcome the same way. Why condemn yourself? Just give yourself over to me, and I'll work my grace in you. Why do you limit yourself? For when you limit yourself, then you put the limits on how far that you'll go. Why do you take that which is around you as something that can overpower you? Hear what the Spirit would say. Wherever you're walking, don't stay there. Wherever you're walking,
You don't have to stay there. All you have to do is enact what I have given to you. At first, your strength will be measured how faithful that you are in the midst of the problem. But that'll give way to victories and more victories and my power. So stay on the path and know that nothing has the power to stop you. Worship will be a strong manifestation in these years to come. When I establish myself in you, there's many, many things I'll do in establishing your emotion through the fellowship that you have with me. So become strong, because when revival is poured out, the rules of engagement change. Be strong, for the enemy is in opposition. But this time, this time, he's not going to succeed. In these anointings, and the continual increase of them, such as the increase in the early church after they spent their time with me, saith the Lord, and then entered into their apostleship. Did not they come from the cities round about and set free from all manners of diseases and unclean spirits? Know you not that currently where the worldwide church is walking, that the perversion is virtually something that's been going on unaltered? But did you know, the very moment I magnify myself in them with the rebirth and fill them, I can also absolutely set them free. And for those who know the truth will come into mine anointings, and it'll be because they saw that the burn over fields was not what is. And it'll give them new hope that they can be free. And it'll start causing them to want what I am giving them instead of what they have had those years. For much, much, much hangs in the balance. So stand strong and go forward. Because you that paved the pathway, know you not, it's much easier to walk down a path that's been cleared than one that has not. For many will follow. But who can earn what I give? Why do you come before me to spend those times that you may operate in my presence? Is it to invoke me, or is it because you love me, saith the Lord? For he that loveth me will finish his course, and I'll give you everything along the way. For all the things you can do, they'll change the atmosphere immediately around you. Is to give yourself to me in worship, in the speaking of my word, with adoration. For the person that does this ministers to themselves. You will minister to yourself in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs. It's you that's receiving ministry. For when you rejoice and magnify me with your heart, and many of you with your whole heart, know you that I'm not the one changing. You are. For you'll never stay the same when you come next to me and glorify all the things I am and all the things you will become, saith the Lord. There are so many that walks in fear. They discipline themselves. They speak my word, and all these things will work them towards their freedom. But know you this, he that speaks my word over fear and says, I'll not have fear. What is it that you think that I do to replace your fear? For somewhere along in your walk, you must become acquainted with me on a level of fellowship that you might know me. Know me in my power and in the manifestations of my power. And know me in my attributes and understand who I am. But mostly in my love. Because the love that I have, for what is love when love cannot be given away? What is it? What makes love complete for someone who has no one to give it to? Know you not that it brings me great pleasure, saith the Lord, great pleasure, when you fellowship with me and release me to fellowship with you? For my desire is to build you high above any fear, high above the worries and the cares of this world. Did I not warn you to take heed that you do not take these cares? For many's hearts will fail them for looking upon the things that's coming upon that earth, and fear not. For you that find these hidden places in me, and oh, they're hidden from most because they have been imprisoned by religion. But for you that find these places in me, know you not that there is that place where not a hair on your head shall perish? For right now, many of you are close to tears. Thank you for a moment that this is your doing. For I'm able to do much more than I have in times past concerning you here who believe me. Because you're letting me precede things by my grace and my power and my love. And when my love is preceded in my grace and I'm allowed to be poured over somebody, thank you that I'll leave them the same. I've been looking for these things, and I've been waiting. I've been waiting for a revival of truth, soundness of mind and sanity, a revival that's so grounded and sound that the finest minds will evaluate all that I do and say that your God must be God. He said, and now back to those who are beginning to weep. Know you not that this is not you? This is me moving in you. These times when I move on you like this, it's at different levels with different people. But I'm always preparing you for a closer and a closer walk with me. So let me wash those levels of problems out of you with my grace, and stand up strong and take your place. Know you not that nobody can carry your mantle? If they could, I would have assigned it to them. So rise up and be strong. For every single one of you, I have a commission for. He says, so many spend, he said in the tongue, it wasn't directly for her, so many spend much of their life looking for something and only to find out it wasn't what they were really looking for. Those who don't know a fellowship with me and have experienced my love and fellowship, then they have no way to gauge what they really want. When I said to walk by faith, in my mind, I didn't exactly have the material world in mind. Don't you know that you can receive from me, from glory, to glory. And I'll change you. What kind of life do you desire? Full of my life and peace and joy with no fear to the end of your days. Fat with reward and go home full of days and shouting every moment. It is anything too hard for me. For there is this place. Oh, it's a holy place. It's a place where the impossible was done. Therefore, is there anything too hard for me? For every provision has been provided for. For there's nothing that I've redeemed you from that I cannot come in and do for those who'll yield themselves to me in that place. Why would anyone come up short in seeking, practicing, approaching, and holding on for longer and longer times of that place with me? For know you not that once you begin to break the walls down, that they tumble very fast? You'll begin receiving in more areas by receiving in more areas. For the more you get, the more you'll get. So therefore, find out how I work on these levels, and you'll understand more how I work on every level, saith the Lord. For nothing is too hard for me. Now is not the time to take a step backwards. The harder the enemy fights in your emotions, the harder he fights to overcome you. Know you not that the closer you are to answers? It's not the time to take a step backwards when everything about you is fighting prayer, fighting spiritual principles. Forge forward, for this is the times you're changing the most, saith the Lord. If you're not good at something, then practice. Count it all joy when you fall into the different testings and trials, knowing this: when the devil puts your faith on trial, you'll learn patience out of it, but you'll also learn victory. For he that's double-minded think he'll receive anything from me. Be single-minded. Look to the end of everything, for I am your victory. Count it all joy. Worship and delight yourself in me in the worst of times, and you'll enjoy the best I have in the best of times, saith the Lord. The grace I've give you is my standing, and it can't be earned, nor merited, nor deserved. Yet, when you magnify and glorify what I have done for you, guess what I magnify and glorify in your life? What would it be if not my grace? When my grace is magnified in you, saith the Lord, then every good thing that my word says can happen to you. Therefore, go from where you are to where I am, for that journey is made just because you want to. When you come to me, you're against the strongest enemy that's out there. The mammon of unrighteousness. Yet if you learn how to tarry in my presence and worship me and speak my word, know you not that there'll be certain thresholds that you will cross over? One of these was spoken and taught on in the past, when I spoke of a baptism of the Spirit, but for he that continued to worship, there was a baptism of the senses. When your senses can be so saturated by my presence that you can hardly tell that you're walking in the flesh. Know that this is a place of wisdom and instruction in the holiest of place with me. And great men of God have made fortunes and given them fortunes fortunes to me who dwelt in this secret place of the Most High. For a day of this is at hand, a day of reckoning and a day of great blessings. For many mergers are beginning to take place. And in these mergers, I'll merge truth with media. And I'll merge finances with truth, saith the Lord. And you will be glad. You will be glad. You will be glad. You will be exceedingly glad, saith the Lord. When prayer is taught strong, and moving in my spirit and praying in my spirit is taught strong, the devil always follows up these kinds of moves with condemnation. First of all, elation and great joy comes into the camp. And then enemy comes with condemnation. And then the condemnation, he demands law. And when he demands law, then my children believe that if they do not follow a stringent regiment, that they will not have their prayers answered. For it's not I that condemn you, saith the Lord. For my desire is to walk alongside of you and hold you up. For as you continue on in my prayer, then times will come and you'll have seasons where your faith will be strong in the realm that you're walking in. Then the enemy comes with great, great cares of this world, persecutions, and tries to take this away from you by force before you advance further into higher places in my spirit. Well, there's one that's beginning now. And this is one of great excitement and answered prayer. And it's this one that you'll learn to minister to yourself, both in the assimilation of my word and edification, but also to minister to yourself in my fellowship and coming to know me. For this is an area, saith the Lord, that you'll see a very, very powerful and visible difference, a very, very powerful, invisible difference. A very powerful, visible difference and excitement will come. For many have made it on and finished their course that's made it this far. And many of you are entering into this time. So be strong and know in the midst of diversity, great victories and miracles and moves of my spirit lie just ahead. So be faithful in your edification and assimilation and your times with me. For only will you understand the importance of this when I begin to move through you powerfully in revival, saith the Lord. For it is your foundation. For as we enter into great times of harvest, that you'll marvel and you'll wonder in amazement. As you see me move in a pureness of my spirit and my power. And many of you will say, I've been deceived. If I would have known it was this way, I would have begun to change long ago. For what, thank you, the words of refreshings from my presence means that all opposition, all resistance, I'll put down, for you'll be refreshed, saith the Lord. You'll be refreshed by my presence. To settle it within yourselves, it's what I've done, not what you've done. Not by your works, lest any man should boast. It is my gift. I created you unto good works. The good works did not create you. And there's no area that my grace covers that you can cover. So stand up and be bold in yourselves and rejoice and know. And the first journey you'll make is the journey of the heart, the journey of peace, soundness of mind and sanity, journey of great joy and lack of torment and fear. And there is no circumstance that can challenge you. For I am the Lord your God, who I have shed abundantly my grace upon you through my Son. Therefore, receive you, that I may work my plans through you in these last days, saith the Lord. Have I not said, is anything too hard for me? For I am the God of the impossible. And even in all this, know this, saith the Lord, when I begin to do notable miracles for you, always remember, it's your change as you grow closer to me that I rejoice in. For the miracles are nothing to me, but your fellowship is everything. For the endless eternities, he'll fellowship with you. His is his desire. This is his desire. This is his desire. So enter into the fellowship now. Why do you wait all day for what I desire for the eternities? I desire now. As you move forward in mine anointings and the supernatural, those which are taking from the fullness of my grace. For know this, that when your faith releases me to cross over those lines, that you know it's not by your works, but rather by the manifestation of my love towards you. Well, there's none of you that could be good enough within your own selves. It's the standing that I give you. So don't condemn yourself for your faults. Just don't stay where you're at. Continue, you line upon line, and from glory to glory in my presence. And just you working your future standing by going from glory to glory releases me with my grace to come and do for you what I can do now. Therefore, rejoice not in your own selves, but in the strength that I've given to you. Therefore, look for the perfection that comes from my Son through the grace I have given to you, not your own strength. Therefore, yield yourself to me with no condemnation, and let me work that which I work in you, saith the Lord. For this presence that you enjoy corporately can be enjoyed individually. For there's a place in me that you can go. The rest of it, we get so refreshed, he was saying, from meeting together and worshiping. Could you imagine how refreshed you could walk if you learned how to stay in that presence? Yes. Message was something like that, and a little bit at the end then, that so many saints has traded off his presence for a form of godliness and denied the power. For your fears and your worries can become great anticipation. For your fears can become great confidence. For he that seeks me shall find me. For this is like a frontier. that has yet to be conquered by many that I have called into the harvest of the precious fruit of this earth in the last days. This is a frontier that must be conquered that I might shed my abundance liberally on those who do my will. You who are in tune, you can see the seasons changing. A season is here, and many of you will experience things you have not before. You'll drink deep from the rivers of living water and operate freer than many of you have before. Be faithful and be strong, for there's no building that's ever been built that the foundation wasn't eventually tried. Be strong. Be strong, for be strong, for be strong. In this next part, many of you are running out and bringing parts of the harvest back. And your joy and your operation was contagious, for many were strengthened and encouraged and established themselves even stronger. If what I desired for Tulsa could have been done, it would already been done. Therefore, something must be done that hasn't been done. For it's my desire to have an outpouring here that sweeps in the masses. So be strong and rejoice in your path, for it's the path that I have laid for you. And I am able to do what I couldn't do before when I find what I need to do it with. So be faithful, saith the Lord. Great days are coming.
For you're looking at me, and I'm looking at you, speaking in His stead. That I'm looking at you, and you're looking at me. For I'm speaking of things, saith the Lord, that's heavenly. I'm speaking of things that's in my mind that I have for you. And when I can find someone who will utter the things which I say, think you not that I'll stop and speak these things to you that you might be free? For it's my desire to set you on this kind of path of fellowship with me. For I am meek and lowly, and you will find rest for your souls. There's no one that's done anything for me, saith the Lord, that sainted did not come with persecution and affliction and care, using all the instruments at his disposal to stop. For there's no one that's went to where my creative presence lives, to where the outpourings of my spirit infect entire cities. No one has went there that he did not perform what he does to stop them. For there's nobody that does these kind of things for me that did not have to get past his worst. For you'll see what I'm talking about when these things come to pass. You'll see, for many will come from many places to look at what's happening here, and they'll be so convinced by me because the limits has been taken off that they'll go back with aspirations. They'll go back knowing that they can accomplish everything that they've seen accomplished here. Therefore, know this. It's been a while since I've got to visit with this kind of visitation. So know that the enemy is not just trying to stop you here. He must stop you. For once this begins to manifest itself, it'll be much too hard for him to turn back. If he was to take all of us and whisk us out, and take us on a journey all over the world to everywhere that he's doing something, that you would not find one place that's in the fullness of where he's bringing us. So in this generation, he just has nothing to work with. So there's a whole lot more banking on you. And I think other places, but banking on you, then you realize. He's not just trying to stop us. He's trying to stop something from getting out of control. But just now he said that this is some of the most invaluable training. Absolute, bar none. That you'll get from him, getting to know him in the places he'll send some of you. If he can get you to, he prefers you take this kind of training from him so he can send you into the impossible places that people don't come back from if they hadn't had the training.